What was your first solo sexual experience like?
My first solo sexual experience? Is that how we're starting the podcast?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll share mine if you share yours.
I don't know. I don't want to give that to the fucking
Fans. Where was it?
My grandma's bathroom.
Grandma's bathroom. Your first solo sexual experience within your grandmother's bathroom?
The first time I jerked my meat, dude?
Mine was in like this sunroom and there was like this open window.
All right, well, guys, welcome to Super Mega Cast. We got some fun topics for you. Just kidding. We literally have planned nothing out. So
that's why we started out with that.
Yeah, well, that was good stuff, dude. Yeah. Have you ever been to Florida?
Yes. My grandparents used to live in Florida.
What? No way.
The one thing that I remember about Florida aren't the gators. And I've never seen an alligator in Florida, but the one thing I remember are these giant fucking locusts. Oh. Or whatever they were. They were like giant grasshoppers. And my grandmother would always crunch them. They were like the size of her fucking shoe.
Wait, what?
Crunch them as in like step on them, not like eat them.
I thought you meant like your grandma
would just pick them up off the ground.
Just pick up these big ass bugs and just like,
Ryan, watch your old grandma do this.
Has something happened in Florida again recently?
No. I was just thinking about Florida, and
they've had some really fucking bad luck.
Have they? What happened in Florida?
Orlando?
Oh, well, that sounds insane. Yeah, of course. I knew that. Yes.
And the Disney and the Disneyland thing.
With the kid getting
there's
eaten
been like
by
two
the...
shootings, like, public, like, record shootings, I guess. Well, not public
mass
record,
shootings.
But like mass media covered shootings.
Yeah.
And then, like, the kid at Disneyland.
Yeah, Florida hasn't been having a too good of a time.
It was all in 1 week.
And also, dude, also fucking, like, what? They got, like, they get all these Category 5 hurricanes that hit them sometimes and just
really?
Like. Yeah, Florida is literally like the worst spot for hurricanes.
I don't pay attention to Florida. There's not an inkling in me that goes, let's go to Florida.
That's why property value in Florida or like insurance for houses near the coast in Florida, it's like so fucking high because they're like, you're going to need this insurance. You have to buy it. Because they know that everyone has to buy it, they hike the prices up way high because like, I would hate living like on the coast of Florida, like near the southern
you
tip.
You lived on the coast of Florida?
No, I said I would hate living.
Okay.
Because it's like, a massive hurricane is going to come and destroy everything. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And kind of the same thing for living in Charleston, actually, where I grew up, because in 1989, I believe, there was a Category 5 hurricane called Hurricane Hugo that just fucking destroyed everything. But that was before I was born, so.
Yeah, wasn't it like a movement recently, like where feminists, whatever, like put up a thing that like hurricanes should now have female names as well?
Hurricanes do have female names.
Oh, like Katrina and stuff. I don't know. There was this like, I can't remember what it was. What am I talking
literally
about?
Every hurricane that I can remember is a female name. Katrina, Irene.
What am I thinking about? I thought like there was this like thing.
They want more representation for like different races in hurricane.
Maybe
names?
I'm bullshitting. What are other things that have names? Big events? Tsunamis?
No, tsunamis. Tsunami Michael. Man, I remember when Michael hit. They name snowstorms now.
In the
winter. Yeah. That's like, I think it's a recent thing, but they name like, it'll be like winter storm Bertha. And it's like, oh, okay.
Well, I know there's a fucking blog being typed out about my lies about feminists.
Ryan McGee, feminist expert in air quotes.
Like quotations.
God, but like, God,
the headlines for the Ghostbusters thing where it's like, grown man children despise the Ghostbusters trailer despite having not even, like, there's a bunch of headlines that
it's just
like,
a fucking bad movie. I fucking hated it. Not because like, and people are like, oh, no, you hate feminism. It's like, no, it was a bad fucking, if they had casted men in that movie and it was acted the same way.
I told you,
the
if it
delivery,
was like Channing Tatum and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, and it was those jokes that they chose and that writing and editing, I would have fucking hated it just as much because it's a fucking bad movie.
Well, the thing is the marketing was really smart on like Sony's behalf in a sense because like, the angle that they took where if you don't like the movie, then you're a misogynist. Like you hear that argument. Like if the moment I say I don't like the movie, that's the first argument that people come up with.
It's similar to like in 2008 where it's like Obama was running and it's like, hey, if you don't like Obama, you're racist. That type of thing.
It's a scare tactic, that for some reason, was very widely spread by the media. I don't understand why that specific one, I guess, because it's a popular topic with feminism, honestly, because you have to admit, like, it's the notoriety that they're giving, it has heightened a lot within, like, the past few years.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, just throwing this out there, like, we have nothing against feminism. Ryan and I,
feminism is a legitimate good cause, but
we're talking about like the extremist feminism, like the, yeah, like neo-feminism, the like, ones that are
like regular, like
they're like the people that complain about hurricane names. Like, the only thing you have to do with your time, like, if in your world the biggest concern are the names of hurricanes not being enough like female names or something, you are really fucking stupid, because there's like people being killed in North Korea and stuff. And, you know,
just imagine the change, not even change, just imagine the stories that would be brought up if instead of stuff like the white man children dislike all female Ghostbusters because misogyny, all that stuff. Like, imagine if that changed and it was more like women outraged at the lack of like help in like Middle Eastern countries for women's rights. Like, I don't see that headline pop up as often as I do some bullshit like, these celebrities make a lot of money and Kim you Kardashian, should feel bad for them.
Kim Kardashian goes bowling. Legitimately, I was on, I forgot what website I was on, but like, it was some big news website, and like one of the top stories was literally Kim Kardashian goes bowling. Or maybe it was Snooki. It might have been Snooki. It was a while back, but I just remember seeing like Snooki goes bowling. And I remember I saw it on the day of some big event that I was like trying to get more info on, and that was fucking ahead of the other thing. And I'm like, why? I don't give a fuck if Snooki goes bowling.
That's just a tactic that I've heard, like, conspiracy theories. Like, they'll just put out, like, big stories, like, big nonsensical stories that are just, like, blow up for some reason. Like, the dress thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and to cover up, like, laws or shit that are
No, it'll
passed.
Be like, yeah, there's, like, a law that's going to be passed. We got to divert people's attention. Hurry. Upload this picture of a dress and create a fake controversy. Go, go. Like, they have, like, the NSA has a team of, like, memers that just like have all this stuff on standby, like a meme bank of like, yeah, we got new memes to drop whenever we need to pass the law that'll ban the gay people from kissing each other.
There's like no doubt that the government's powerful, but I think they're also fucking stupid.
Ryan, you can't say that.
So I,
Ryan, like, they're listening to us right now.
I don't know, when we're talking about like the government hiding stuff, I feel like it's possible, but that at the extent in this day and age, it's too easy for stuff to slip.
Ryan, I just want to say I love the government. I think that they're wonderful and very comprehensive.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that the government's fine, but it's real people behind the fucking
geniuses
mold. What?
Great people.
No.
Ryan. What? No, not Ryan. You gotta.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Our government is great. I actually like America. I like living here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
No, I love it.
You say, okay, but like for real, like you have a lot of people like complaining about it, like about all the problems that we're having.
We have a lot better than a lot of countries.
And I look around, and like North Korea with its fucking prison camps that are probably going to topple the Holocaust.
Yeah, I can definitely attest to that. I love North Korea. That sounds weird. I don't love... That makes it sound like, oh, I love North Korea!
Is that statistic true, though, with the whole... Like, how many people are actually dying in...
Okay, well, I've read a couple books about North Korea, because in high school and a little bit in college, I had this big North Korea phase where I was just obsessed with, like, I don't know, I was so fascinated by North Korea, so I read all about the history and all about it, and, like, listened, I watched a bunch of interviews and documentaries and shit from people that have escaped, and, God, it's fucking awful, dude.
Really?
Like, it is absolutely awful. I forgot who said it, but someone said that, like, once North Korea collapses and like the world truly discovers what's going on in the prison camps, and like stories from the survivors, like it will go down in history as like, I think, bigger than the Holocaust, like the greatest human rights like violation ever, like in history, because of how fucking just messed up the shit that's happening in those prison camps is. And in total, I can't say any numbers because I used to know them, but it's been a while, so I forgot. But they're massive numbers of the total amount of people that have been imprisoned in these prison camps in North Korea. And, you know, they get put in for, like, people have been put in these prison camps allegedly for, like, whistling, like, pop songs from South Korea. Or they forget to put on their pin of, like, the great leaders, or their paintings of them are crooked. Because in every building in North Korea, it's required that there's, like, these photographs of, you know, Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il and stuff. They have to be there and, like, dusted and stuff. And
yeah,
people will fucking get put in prison for, you know, not showing the utmost respect to that. And it goes as far as people even, like, if you're suspected of being a spy, you can get thrown in prison just for nothing more than pure suspicion. And even if, for instance, like, say you have an uncle you've never met in your mm-hmm. life, you've never spoken to him. If he were to get in trouble for something like suspicion of being a spy, they'll take your fucking whole family too, even Jesus. If you've never met them, because they're so paranoid and they're so. And the thing is, it's like they, like, you know, allegedly from people that have defected from North Korea, they say that if you, like, because people have this idea that everyone in North Korea, like, believes all of the bullshit about, like, Kim Jong-un and stuff. And it's like, oh, he's the most glorious person. But allegedly, like, on the inside, like, everyone
Holy
knows,
shit.
Like, the truth. Everyone knows, like, that it's not what it is. And they know it's a dictatorship. And the few people that do actually believe all of the, like, lies or, like, just looked at as everyone else looks at them like they're stupid because, like, it's crazy, dude. And North Korea probably won't be around by 2020. It'll probably have, or I could be wrong, but I don't think it can last long enough to.
Jeez. I was just reading the statistics, actually, because I was looking it up as you were talking, because I was interested just to, like, like fact check you, I guess.
Yeah.
Dude, there's no joke. Like, it says, like, 400,000 people have died in, like, the camps due to, like, torture, starvation, disease, and execution and shit. And then, like, between 600,000 and 2.5 million people have starved to death because of the way the government treats its people.
Yeah, I forgot who said it. I think Kim Il-sung or Kim Jong-il said that the reason he said something about, like, it's not, he's like, oh, you only need like a third of the population to win a war or something. And that was the reason for, you know, not having all this food or something. It's like, it can be a great nation with only one third of the population. He said some quote like that when like confronted about the whole starving issue, because everyone in North Korea is starving. And even with all of the, like, foreign aid with food going in, people, like, are still
foreign
starving.
AIDS?
Dude, AIDS are going straight into North Korea. They're shipping AIDS right in there. Well, actually, speaking of that, North Korea is, like, one of the biggest meth exporters in the world. They, basically, North Korea has, like, a shit ton of meth labs.
What?
And then the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia, which is the biggest organized crime syndicate in the world.
You were telling me about them. Don't they have, like, a big hit on, like, the porn industry?
They run the Japanese porn industry, yeah. But they also they basically kind of run, like, Japanese politics and, like, the banking system, because, like, all big politicians and companies are, like, tied with the Yakuza in Japan. It's really corrupt.
Are there any in the United States of America?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some, but
if they hear this podcast, is it possible that
we dishonored them? They're gonna fucking kill us, dude.
Yeah.
No, but there's like, it's like massive. It's like 100-something thousand people.
They'll cut off your, like, thumb? Or
no,
whatever.
Your pinky.
If your pinky.
I think it's like if you do something, they cut off, like, your pinky at, like, the knuckle. And there was, like, apparently when the earthquake and tsunami happened in Japan in 2011, the Yakuza got, like, helicopters and aid out to their people before, like, the government even got it out to, regular Japanese people. It's pretty crazy, but back to how that tied in North Korea, I think that North Korea and the Yakuza, like, they worked together to smuggle meth from North Korea into, like, Japan and stuff like that. So, I think most meth in Japan comes from, like, North Korea. A lot of meth comes from North Korea.
Damn.
Imagine, like, a Breaking Bad type show, but it takes place in, like, North Korea.
They already had the like Mexican remake.
Dude,
have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. I have not watched the whole thing, but I've seen the first episode and I have seen the last episode.
To me it looks like a student film copy and pasting what Breaking Bad did.
I mean, I don't think it's terribly awful, but they fucking like they made all of it in like a year. It's definitely cheaper.
It's like soap opera-y, isn't it?
Very. Well, it fits the Mexican style of TV a lot more.
What different styles of TV? Let's see. Like, okay. Would you say British TV?
It's more dry.
It's more dry. Well, it's dry sense of humor, but also they don't censor as much, at least.
Like, I don't get why, you know, on TV, they'll be like, fuck you, but they'll just, like, you know, like, silence the fuck, or, like, just, like, half the words. So it's like, fuck you. It's like, everyone knows what they're saying. Even if you're a kid, you know what. As a kid, when they would say shit, I would know what they were saying. It's like, why do they even have to censor it?
I think that shit ruins the movie, honestly. It takes me out of it. Like, I know what they're saying, and, like, it just... Well, for example, like snakes on a plane, it's like I'm tired of these mother loving snakes on this mother loving plane or some shit like that.
What could they have possibly said?
I know.
What if we beeped out Super Mega? Like every episode, just like,
then we'd get more
brand deals. Yeah.
Yeah, more brand deals. People wanting to. Because that's a thing. Like we've been told, well, I've been told about. Syndigo was one of my past channels that you were actually a part of for a little while.
Yeah.
Is that Syndigo was too weird and vulgar sometimes for people to actually look at them, like look at Syndigo legitimately because we weren't big enough, but we were also crude. So it's like you either need to be huge and crude or low, like subscriber rank, kind of like
family
we were,
friendly,
and
yeah.
then family friendly, because family friendly works well for you, works best for YouTube at least.
Well, that's actually why censorship is so strong in television. Because if they weren't to censor it, they lose like ad sponsorships. For instance, Breaking Bad, I think, was allowed one fuck per season,
but they still had to like silent it out on TV.
And it's weird because I've noticed like you can say shit on TV,
mm-hmm.
which I think when I was a kid that wasn't a thing. I don't think you used to be able to say shit on TV.
What's one thing? You can say ass, but not asshole?
You can't say asshole, because asshole...
I don't know.
Actually,
it changes all the time. I don't know what you can say
there's
now.
Actually... I
don't watch TV anymore.
I know the list of words you can't say on the radio, because back in college, my friends... one of the guys actually did Kids of Problems with in the beginning, Jackson. They mm-hmm. had... A couple of my friends had a radio show... on like the local radio, so I'd go with them. It was at like 2 a.m., but I'd go with them to the station.
It's Melcock Radio, dude.
No, same radio station though. but I would just like chill with them and watch them do their thing. And they have a big list of like these are the words you cannot say on the radio. And I think it was cunt. Of course, fuck.
Yeah,
it was like asshole. But then there was piss. Piss was one of them for some reason. Huh. What was the other one? I think like. Was it like fart or crap or something? Like they were really weird words, but it was like they all had to do with like you know, like bodily stuff, and like you can't say it. It's really weird.
Like gross out stuff.
Yeah, I think like I remember piss was definitely on there. Like
remember fart used to like be a very vulgar word.
Oh, he didn't.
Well, at least so, when you're younger, it's vulgar.
Yeah, I remember when shut up and. Dang it. I remember when dang it was like a really bad word.
Sucks was bad. Like I'd say something sucks. I got put in a timeout during recess.
You gotta say something stinks.
Yeah, because I was just like, oh, this sucks. And then the teacher was like, what did you just say? And I was like, this sucks. And they're like, go sit in timeout and watch me fap. And I was like, okay. And then the teacher came on my face.
Yeah. Well, basically, I you probably can't say that
which
on the radio
that,
either.
Which part of that story was true and which part was false?
Ryan, honestly, knowing you, I think the whole thing is true.
Okay.
Which part is true?
I did say sucks and I did get put in timeout, but the teacher didn't come on my face.
What?
It was a female teacher. I had you thinking it was a male teacher.
Well, she could still come on your face. She yeah, flicks she the bean hard enough, like, she could squirt some of that sweet juice all over your face. Back to North Korea. Ryan... What did you think of that whole like controversy with The Interview back in what 2013?
Good marketing,
and I think that's actually could be one of the reasons they made the movie that specific, you know, made it about North Korea, because they're like, okay, North Korea is known to react and flip a shit at the drop of a hat. We're famous celebrities. We make comedy movies. If we made one about North Korea, they're going to freak out. And then look how much publicity that's going to give us.
Wasn't that released by Sony?
It was Sony, yeah. And then Sony got hacked.
Who did Ghostbusters and who also did Pixels and a bunch of... Adam Sandler's production company is, I think, off of Sony.
What, Happy Madison?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fappy Madison, more like. Am I right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Give me a high five, dude. Yes.
Another one. Did you shit yourself in that last one?
I shit myself a little bit.
I'm sure people could hear the initial fart, but then afterwards was just a little... Like a little emptying of the bowels.
I made a little puschetti in my pants.
Uh-oh, need a fork to spin it around.
Oh,
make
Ryan.
Make it all neat.
Stop, dude. You're tingling my spaghetti house. My spaghetti cellar, dude.
Uh-oh.
What's like the best, what's the best name you can come up with for your asshole?
For my asshole?
Spaghetti cellar's not bad, but
let
like.
Let me think.
I
just thought of a random sex move name.
Let's come up with some stuff.
The pink dumpster diver.
Okay, now what would that be? Here, Ryan, let's play a game, all right?
Okay.
We'll take turns. Come up with a sex move, and then the other person has to say what it is.
So mine is the pink dumpster diver.
Okay, the pink dumpster diver. I am imagining that is when you take out your penis, and then, you know, a girl, like you put your penis on the table, and a girl just pounce the shit out of it. Like, not like pound as in sex. Like, she's punching it, and she's making that thing flat.
What does this have to do with dumpster diver?
Well, listen, I'm not done.
Okay.
The penis is all red and just bruised. See, it's like... It's a little pink dude. And then she takes a Sharpie, she draws a face on the head of the penis, and it's very raw, it's very pink. And then you have anal sex, so he's diving in the dumpster.
Okay.
That's the
okay,
pink dumpster
there you
diver.
Go. Okay, well, give me one now.
Okay.
Right off the top of your head.
This is the Turkish snake charmer.
Okay, the Turkish snake charmer is when you're playing one of the what are those instruments?
The flute?
I don't know what they're called. When you're playing the little flute thing.
Yeah, the flute thing.
While your partner is upside down and then they're squeezing a turd out as you're playing the music. Does that sound all right? Is that all right for the...
I would like that just caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting like feces to be brought into it. I was like, whoa. I thought they were just gonna be like 69ing while he's playing the like little flute thing, and then you just brought that in.
Just imagine the poop just dude. That would actually that has to have been a visual gag at some point.
Or it could be like two, like the female or the you know the male could be playing the flute, and then the other partner's penis could become aroused by the sound of the flute and slowly rises up.
Okay,
I got
one for you. Okay, even though this is becoming a dead meme, I just want to know what you're going to come up with.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Harambe surprise.
I knew you were going to say Harambe.
Because I said dead meme.
Okay, I just thought of one.
The Harambe surprise.
I don't think I can... Okay, I thought of one, but I can't say it. It's way too messed up. Basically, it's... You get a big... And they're fucking... and then someone else comes in.
Motherfucking!
No, they with the and the person's. How about the what's the Go-Gurt meat washer?
The Go-Gurt meat washer.
Yeah, the Go-Gurt meat washer
is when you when the guy. Okay, this is post sex.
Okay.
So what's it called again? Go-Gurt meat.
The Go-Gurt meat washer.
Okay, the Go-Gurt meat washer. Okay, so it's after the guy comes, and he doesn't, he just, like, he splooges a little bit, and then he waits a little bit so, like, more can kind of seep into his, like, shaft.
Yeah,
and then
he,
like, Go-Gurt, or toothpaste, but more like Go-Gurt, he starts squeezing the rest out, and it has to be...
Yeah, the residue that's left in his urethra from sex.
Yeah, and it has to be on another man's... So he squeezes that out onto the guy's and then that's the Go-Gurt meat. What?
The Go-Gurt meat washer.
The Go-Gurt meat washer. Because he used the Go-Gurt, he spilled it onto his and then he washed his by.
Okay, yeah, very good. That's good. Yes.
How vulgar are we getting in this?
A little
podcast?
Vulgar. Should I?
Are you gonna have to bleep some
out? I'll probably bleep that one out for the most part. That was
okay. Jesus.
That one was pretty far. Well, give me one. Shoot me.
Okay. Okay, I got one. What is... Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I got one. What is Ben Carson's Vanilla Sundae?
All right, Ben Carson's Vanilla Sundae is... I got it.
Okay.
You're performing a lobotomy on somebody? You're doing brain surgery, like neurosurgery on someone.
A lobotomy pretty much it makes you a vegetable.
Okay, I'm sorry, not a lobotomy. You're performing brain surgery.
Okay.
And while the brain is exposed, you blow a load on it and put a cherry on top. That's Ben Carson's Vanilla Sundae.
Nice.
And then you announce it on stage at the RNC.
I actually
I'm the only one on stage to perform a Ben Carson's Vanilla Sundae. I got one for you.
Unsuspecting patient.
they never had a clue.
Well, give me one.
They also died. What about a Davy Jones twist around slam down?
Davy Jones twist around slam down. Okay, well, this one is mythological. It can never be done in real life. It can only be presented through fan art or fan fiction.
Okay.
So it's the Davy Jones spin around slam down. What was it?
I think it was twister. Fuck. I think it was twist around slam down.
Okay, whatever.
Something like that.
Whatever that was. So it's Davy Jones and SpongeBob.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Okay, and SpongeBob has his asshole like spread open, like he has his hands on each.
It's
ass.
Very porous,
he has a hand on
large.
Yeah, has a hand on each ass cheek, and each one is putting the same amount of effort into spreading each cheek. So
yeah, so he's got a large diameter.
And it's equally spread. It's not like one half of the asshole is a little
dilated.
More, yeah. So, and then the little part, you know, the little ghost end of Davy Jones, because he doesn't have feet?
Yeah.
He, like, SpongeBob sucks that a little bit into...
Into his anus.
Into his anus. And then he starts just violently, like... shaking his ass and slamming Davy Jones back and forth. That's the Davy Jones turnaround slam down, whatever that is.
Wow, that's good, dude.
Yeah.
Let's see some fan art of that, please. All right, Ryan, hit me.
Oh, we're doing one. This is the last one, okay?
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay, let me think. Hold on. Kim Jong-poon.
Dude, I was thinking for my next one, Kim Jong-un.
Really?
I'm not fucking joking. I was like, we could title this podcast North Korean Sex Moves. Kim Jong-un, and then you were like, Kim Jong-poon.
Yeah, so what's the Kim Jong-poon?
The Kim Jong-poon is when, well, first your grandfather has to be a socialist and rise into power and create a dictatorship, basically.
Does Bernie Sanders have any grandchildren? I'm kidding, haha.
Wow, Ryan, you're really pushing the political envelope this time.
Make fun of Hillary more.
Basically, the Kim Jong-poon is, hope I don't upset any Tumblrinas with this one, but it's Kim Jong-un orders everyone in the country to get a sex change to be a female so then he can have sex with every single person in the country.
The Kim Jong-poon sounds like something he'd do because he's a giant man baby who always wants what he... Fucking who always wants what he wants.
Yeah, but
I figured I didn't want to use I had no way of I walked into that one, had to use the same word twice in a row.
He wants what he wants. That's true. Most people do want what they want.
What does a girl want?
I know what guys like.
What?
I know what guys want. Guys like me. It's a song.
Is it?
I know what guys want.
You know what song I've been like listening to a lot lately? It's the original because Kanye West wished.
Kanye West.
Kanye West sampled it. It was like, can you get much higher?
I know, because you sing it every day and then it gets stuck in my head.
But like the original was like, can you get much higher? Can you get much lighter? Like it was like that.
Yeah, I was actually recently listening to the Hotline Bling original song. It's like a 60s like soul song. But speaking of Kim Jong-un real quick, dude. You know, he is a man baby, but damn, dude, he's been styling lately with this new pair of spectacles, man. He's got these new glasses.
I gotta
see
this. If I type in Kim Jong-un new glasses, will it come
dude,
up?
Dude, probably. He looks very hipstery now. And have you noticed? There's like a picture of comparison, so everyone should go look it up. But every year, his eyebrows just get smaller and smaller. Like every year, pictures of him emerge, and his eyebrows just get smaller and smaller and smaller until like they're just so tiny.
Are you talking about these?
Yeah, dude.
Those are some nice glasses.
Dude, he's looking hip as fuck.
What is he doing?
He may be killing, like, a lot of people, but he looks fucking fly.
He looks ridiculous.
What are those, like, what's that called? Tortoise shell? The design?
I guess.
It's like tortoise shell, like, very, like, 50s looking frames. Well, no, he doesn't look too good in that picture.
He doesn't look good in almost any picture.
He looks like a lesbian in that picture.
Doesn't he hang out with... what do you mean he looks like a lesbian?
No. Does he hang out with who? Dennis Rodman?
I was about to say LeBron James.
He hangs out with Dennis Rodman. No, not Dennis Rodman.
Who was that?
Yeah, it's Dennis Rodman. And Dennis Rodman was on an interview on, like, CNN or something, and they're like, but yeah, but did you not bring up to Kim Jong-un, like the humanitarian crisis occurring? Dennis Rodman, like, flipped his shit, and he's like, he's such a nice guy! You don't know him like I do!
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he got so mad, and it's like, dude, you're friends with a fucking dictator.
I know! That's like being friends with Hitler.
And then be like, he's such a nice guy, dude. We joked around and had drinks, and he watched me play basketball. You don't even understand, all right? Yeah, maybe he's killing... millions of people, but
how did Dennis Rodman not know that it was just a trap? And he was just gonna kill him on live television,
dude. Dennis Rodman is just, oh my god! He played basketball in drag recently, so he's all over the place, dude. I don't know what's going through Dennis Rodman's head.
He played basketball in drag.
Yeah,
is he coming out as like transgender?
He's trans North Korean now, dude.